Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealers. In a couple weeks, we're taking a bunch of listeners with us up to the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Woo! Inn and Spa. Oh my God, that place is beautiful. So we're going to do a pool party secret show there as part of Alice's 21st birthday. Whoman, you're calling the winner right now?
All right, all that's right. The signal.
Oh, please call the winner. This person was one of our four qualifiers on Friday, and they've won the grand prize, which is they get a two-night stay. Not just tickets to the pool party and the secret show, but they get to stay for two nights.
Ringing.
Oh, is it ringing? That's great news. Thank you, Ruben. We are calling Stacy from Castro Valley.
All right.
Hello?
Is Stacy there?
This is Stacy.
Stacy?
You guys... Shut up.
No.
We shut up. We'll not get paid if we shut up.
I am so excited. I was just going to get in the shower, too, and I heard the phone ring, and I thought, wait, maybe it's Sarah and Vinny.
And it is Sarah and Vinny. Oh, my God.
I'm so excited.
Good.
It is going to be a good week.
Yes, it's going to be a great week. Woman likes that.
Right,
he knows. So you're coming with us, and you got a two-night stay at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. Have you ever stayed there before?
I've stayed there once before, and it's been a long time, but it's amazing.
It is such a beautiful
place.
Yeah,
we're
going
to have a blast.
It's going to be so much better with all of us there.
Yeah, it's going to be a party, that's for sure.
Thank you so much, you guys.
Who are you going to bring with you?
My husband.
Nobody wants
to
check.
I know, is that not
my I look around the room, I thought someone was going to go boring.
I won't tell him yet.
Yeah. See if you can get a hot friend to come. For whom? Okay. All right, Stacy from Castro Valley, you're our latest winner. Thank you so much for listening, and we can't wait to party with you at our 21st birthday party, pool party, secret show.
Thank you, and thank you, Jane.
It's got it going
on. Oh, Jane.
Jane got you qualified. All right.
That's my lucky term. Okay, thank you.
All right, Stacy, I'm putting you on hold. Don't hang up, okay?
Okay.
Hooman apparently has crucial information. Oh, Jesus.
Good job, whoa. Sarah.
Is she still there?
You're set.
You know. Promotions will talk to you, Stacy.
Just said don't hang up.
I know. And then
you
I
just
hang up
said
on
it.
I suck at the phone so bad. Like, after all these years, you would think that I'd have the damn phones down, but I don't. Oh, my God.
Stacy, call back if you can, please. Hooman needs to talk to
They'll
you.
Get no, a, promotions will get a hold of you. Don't worry.
Yeah, don't worry
She's
about
it. It was just a bonus that you got to talk to Hooman, you know.
Or not.
Depending on what your feelings. The 2017 Mazda 3 named a car and driver 10 best 4 years in a row. A better driving experience is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealers today. I don't know if you guys heard about the rain thing, but I can't get it out of my head now that Vinny's...
Oh, is this the yard? It all ties into the yard. You can't get finished.
I give up.
Well, give up. How about that?
Really? Well, what?
How about that?
How about make the plan to finish sometime... Before 2020.
That is the plan, Vinny.
Take your time. There's no rush. Who cares?
I care deeply.
You live in a beautiful house.
It's lovely. You know, but I miss my grill. I haven't been able to grill in a year. Wow. Anyway, it might rain. Just, you know, heads up. I feel like people need warning about that. We feel like it's behind us. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by... Let me see.
MyPillow.
MyPillow.com. Be sure to click the Radio Listener's Special tab to get two premium pillows and two go-anywhere travel pillows. Use promo code ALICE. That's mypillow.com. Hooman loves those travel pillows. Boy,
incredible.
You got all comfy yesterday.
Yeah. Watching Band-Aid.
An indie film that is... I want that thing to happen. I just think it's so great. Like, the commentary on marriage in that is... It's just wonderful.
So true.
And, like, you got to deal with your pain, man. You can't just push it down. It comes out another way. It comes out the back door. Mm-hmm. You don't want to do that. Just a little movie. Okay, let's do some highlights from Ariana Grande's One Love Manchester benefit. As you I'm sure we're aware, or maybe heard in the 6:30 news that Vinny just did, they had another terrorist attack over the weekend. Mm-hmm. But Ariana Grande still went ahead with her One Love Manchester benefit yesterday, and it was a huge success. They put this together quickly. 2 weeks ago is when there was bombing at her, a nail bomb, I think, right? At her concert, as people were trying to leave. I think it was like right in the queue for, you know, mom to pick you up at the front door. So she turned it. She did cancel some shows, but then she sort of turned it right around and went back to apparently a much larger venue, and got a bunch of her friends to, you know, her musical friends to come with her.
All right,
not her dumb friends, her musical friends. And she did a big show, and they raised a bunch of money. And some of the highlights include Ariana performing "Don't Dream It's Over," which is a Crowded House song, I think, with Miley Cyrus. Were you able to find that? So it sounds like it was pretty casual. I guess Ariana was on the stage the whole time. So everybody who performed was performing with her.
Oh, cool.
So it wasn't, I thought it was going to be more of like a lineup of bands.
Me too.
But apparently it was mostly her and
collabo.
These guests. Justin Bieber performed his song Cold Water. Afterward, he actually broke down and started crying while he was talking to the crowd.
Do you want to hear the performance or the?
A little of both.
I like heard the crying. Aww. All right. Well,
certainly seems heartfelt.
Yeah.
He's going for it.
Yeah. Is this him on guitar too?
Yep. Here it is. Does look like it. Yeah.
He's definitely playing it backwards.
Look at that crowd.
That is huge. It's about 50,000 people. The whole crowd singing with him. All the little girls singing along.
I was watching this earlier. There's a shot where there's a bunch of dads, too, in the back of a bunch of girls. It's super cute. They're just standing there kind of like, you know.
Yeah, that is a huge gathering. Did you grab any of the Oasis stuff?
I have it ready to go if you want me to play
it. Yeah, let's do
you
that.
You mean Liam?
Yeah, Liam from Oasis performed Live Forever with some help from Coldplay.
I put the Justin Bieber speech on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Thank you, Human. Chris Martin actually did Don't Look Back in Anger with him. Actually, he did that with Ariana, right? So, there she is. Now she's, because she was on the stage the whole time.
Do you want that too? Or
yeah.
Don't Look Back in Anger. Okay. Give me
well, that was probably a fun show, right?
Oh, it looks like it was great. Mm-hmm.
And a good cause. And
it looks like they raised about $3 million.
Oh, that's great.
Ariana's just wearing a sweatshirt the whole show.
Well, it definitely has the feel of a jam, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
They're all seeming, it feels pretty casual, except when they pan out to the audience and it's a huge crowd.
Right. Does she sing on this at all? Or does she
no,
just
she's
stand
just
there?
Standing there holding the mic out to the crowd.
Just kind of kicking her foot out every now and then.
Yeah. Is that her hair or is that some
you
kind
know,
of extension
ponytail?
It's so
ponytail? Funny you say that.
It's hard to tell.
I thought the same thing. She always wears it up like that.
Yeah, she does have long hair, but I don't
it's
know.
It's a big, thick ponytail.
Yeah.
It looks enhanced.
Oh, there's Pharrell.
Yep.
Chris sounds great. Everybody sounds good. That's lovely. I'm sure they have the best in sound. Ariana closed it out by singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Did you happen to grab a little chunk
I
of that?
Did.
I love that song. That's
all
pretty.
Right.
That actually reminds me that didn't Santana do the national anthem last
he
night?
He did.
Yes, he did.
And I watched it, and I thought it was fine.
Was it just on guitar? Or
it was on guitar with a bass player.
Uh-huh.
And then I read somewhere that people were saying he botched it. And
oh.
I didn't hear it.
Oh,
I thought
really?
I thought he did fine.
I was thinking that too. I wasn't sure if he looped the first verse or something.
Oh, was it?
As I was, but it was amazing. So I didn't, you know, think anything of
it.
Yeah,
listen to
I mean, it's.
Do you have it ready? Bright stars rolling. He's praising it like the first verse,
uh-huh.
But
exactly.
Cool. Oh, he's doing a third.
Uh huh. It's supposed to go and the Rockets there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yep. And yet it seems practiced. I mean, the bass player's doing something
yeah.
different,
mm-hmm.
and or maybe the bass player's going, what just happened?
Yeah, he's probably following the lead from Carlos.
Right. Still streaming. And the Rockets!
That bass.
I love this.
Was still there.
Oh, I can hope. I hope he can hit the big note.
Yay!
Wheelie, 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 wheelie.
So last time that's he played great. It, he did it with his wife, and she played drums.
Oh, that's right.
And this time he had some silver-haired Fox. Gentleman on bass.
quickly, I want to go back to the Ariana Grande thing. I just got distracted because I remember that happened. The British Red Cross confirms that over $12 million has been raised total. $3 million of it from this concert.
Right, yeah.
But this is the We Love Manchester Emergency Fund. So $12 million bucks for...
So the money goes to the
families? The victims' families, I guess. I mean, I'm sure that there's medical, you know, bills, too, for lots of people. I don't remember what the injured number was, yeah. But, you know, beyond just the people who passed away, I'm sure there's people who are... Or under, yeah, well, although they have national health care there, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
But the money's benefiting the victims. Lionel Richie's bass player.
I don't, if it's a story that I read, I hope you have more.
I don't have a whole lot,
man. Made me feel like I was missing a piece of the puzzle.
Because I don't believe that edibles, listen, there's all different ways of getting your weed on these days. Like just rolling up a doobie and smoking doesn't seem to be the way anymore. You know, it's all these oils and vaporizers and things that have like pot oil in them.
Dabs.
Whatever. I don't even remember what those are.
Right.
You need some special pipe for those. So edibles, though, like those are a commitment. My one experience.
Why do you say that?
Because I've had one experience with edibles. I ate a brownie by accident at a friend's party where there were children. Brownies! Yum! And I'm halfway done with the thing. He goes, oh, you can eat it. I'm like, oh my God. And then for the next 12 hours, I was ruined.
Like 12 hours it lasted?
Forever, Vinny. Forever. Like I was just thinking, oh, maybe it's over now, and then still wasn't. I was super sick for hours.
Sick?
Just not well. Like really affected me in a totally
you didn't
different
laugh.
Way. No, it was horrible. I had little kids at the time. It was awful. Thank God John was there. We'd just gotten to the party. I'm like, stop drinking, dude. I almost should have made myself throw up, I guess. In retrospect, I would have.
So someone poisoned you?
Yes, I was poisoned.
You weren't mad?
Oh, I was mad.
Oh.
You know. I guess I shouldn't, you know, known. I know this person. Wow. Total druggie. I mean, not anymore, I guess. Still friends with him. Anyway, Lionel Richie's bass player had a terrible reaction after eating edibles. And the terrible reaction was he repeatedly stabbed himself all over his body. Stop it. Oh, my God. Stop.
Oh, terrible for the watch.
That's wrong, Bren.
Is it? I can see you kind of laughing over there.
I'm trying to not laugh because it seems really inappropriate.
I would think anyway, the first time would have snapped him out of it.
The stabbing.
Yeah. Like,
right.
If you're tripping, something like that. I would think would pull you out of it.
Right.
Like, ouch.
Mm-hmm.
That
pain,
hurt.
Maybe blood, yeah.
You know, cuss words, lots of cuss words hurt. And I'm much more clear-headed now. And this
right.
Is
oh, that would just, woo, the
911.
Right. A 911 call came in at about 10 o'clock last Tuesday. The caller was reporting a stabbing victim. Paramedics rushed to a San Fernando Valley apartment. They found this guy, Ethan Farmer is his name, bleeding profusely. He's also toured with New Kids on the Block, they throw in here.
Mm.
He'd eaten either pot brownies or cookies and just went off the rails. He stabbed himself all over his body. It wasn't like, you know, repeatedly hitting an arm
One.
Or something.
So they had right. to stitch him up,
Sounds like
probably
it.
Give him some kind of blood transfusion.
Oh, I'm sure.
Not a transfusion, whatever.
42-year-old farmer and his friends were chowing down on edibles, and he suddenly turned violent on himself. He was taken to a hospital. As of Friday night, he was still there. I don't have his condition listed here.
So there were people there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
See, I didn't read that part. So.
It's actually lucky that he turned the knife on himself. Like, when someone goes freaking crazy on drugs, you know, go. You should.
Well, you would
jump
think
in the river.
They'd jump and jump him and stop him.
Right. You'd think. That's the thing with a guy with a knife, you know? It's hard to get at him. You don't want to get knifed, too.
No, I mean, no,
well,
you don't.
Well, he looks like a pretty strong guy.
Yeah, he does.
Does he?
Oh, yeah. Here's a picture of him.
Big muscles.
Yeah, he's a black guy. He's got like a, well, in this picture, he's got a mohawk and looks very healthy. So as of Friday night, he was still at the hospital, according to TMZ. They had apparently gotten a hold of him. I don't know if they'd called the hospital and said, hey, put us through to Ethan's room.
Yeah.
And they did. He wouldn't say anything about the incident other than he's recovering.
Mm-hmm.
But he's, you know, I'm with you, Vinny. I think that, you know, seems like there must be more to that story. Like,
well,
what else was he on?
Yeah, something else was, or he's, well, I don't know.
It reminded me of
Go ahead and speculate.
Artie Lang when he stabbed himself.
Right.
He was trying to kill himself, though,
yeah,
apparently.
Yeah, attempted
right.
suicide.
Well, that guy's a long-time, like, heroin addict.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's too bad. He's very funny.
I really like the guy, too, except I read not too long ago that he was caught with drugs again.
Yep.
And his response was, yeah, I had a relapse, but I'm okay, and I'm sober again. And I just thought, oh, man. Mm. After all he's been through, he's still struggling with it. Oh, I mean, we always, you never stop struggling, but he's fallen on and off again. That's not good.
Right. Well, the thing about people who use drugs or, you know, drink, or if you're addicted to something, you have to really remove yourself from all the triggers and all the people.
1000% true.
And it's, you know, when you're a celebrity and you need to, all of those same things. It's late night, you're amped up, you're done with your show, you're at a hotel room by yourself, you're, you know, or whatever your trigger might be.
It's all, right. So I just got invited over the weekend to go to a Dead show. This was not, it's not related to the documentary, but I was invited to go to the Dead show. And I thought to myself, I can't go to that. I associate that with drugs.
Right.
And even after being sober 13 something years, I still would never trust myself there.
Why would you put yourself in that position?
Well, I would totally think this is a drug addict. I would totally think I could probably try an edible, be here for 6 hours, and get home and my chick will never know. I'll pull it off. I know I would do that. That's what people do. That's what you do.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's how you fall back in.
Right.
When you think you've got it beat.
Yeah.
Thank you for not going to that show.
No, then. So I did watch the documentary, as I said, but I didn't go. I was like, I don't think I can trust myself there.
At least you know yourself.
I'm supposed to pass it over, really? You know what I mean?
Right.
All these guys don't
care. It's a cookie! What? Right.
No one's going to say no.
But that's the whole, you know, that's it. You've got to remove all the
triggers.
You don't go to the place where you know you're going to have a problem.
Right.
Especially going, you know, and then you're there, you are rash. Like, well, I'm sure I would be fine. I'm sure I could go.
Oh, I just told you the thought process.
3 days later, what happened to Vinny?
Where the hell is that guy?
I can laugh, but it's totally
true.
He's
on some bus to the next state.
He calls it up. I have the flu.
Right.
All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Well, we have an incident in Orlando. We have rain coming. We've got an Apple event.
Oh, Scott's going to call it.
Oh, he is.
Oh, great. Mm-hmm.
Scott Budman's calling in after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. It's going to be a great week. We all decided.
Yes.
We have agreed. This part of the program is brought to you by GNC. At 8 o'clock, you'll have a chance to win your way not only into our secret show, but into the Great Narwhal Floaty Race.
Oh, this is big.
What the hell is that? Really, what the hell is that? It's a little game that we're going to play. We've got, Uzette has been famous for the floaty races that we've done the last few years. And this year, I believe you're sitting on the sidelines judging the thing.
Well, I don't know about judging. I'll be watching.
Yeah, I mean, there's a clear winner and loser, right?
Yeah.
So it's this...
Whoever gets to the end of the pool first.
No judge needed.
Is the winner.
That narwhal horn is going to make it you know, a shorter race.
Oh, right. It's long, huh?
So we're actually going to do Yuzette trivia. So if you think you know Yuzette pretty well, be listening at 8 o'clock. You could win tickets to the Secret Show pool party on the 28th at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. Mm-hmm. And... do you automatically get to be in the race, or is this...
What we'll do, you'll have to get the question right. Mm-hmm. We'll start with caller number 9, mm-hmm. whoever gets it right. So we'll ask 5 questions this week. At the end of the week, everyone kind of gets into the pot for...
like a grand prize?
A grand prize, exactly. Right. So,
but are you automatically one of the racers? Like, you have to come ready to race, or
no,
are we picking those
people
that night?
No, you get in to win.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, and then are brought to us by our friends at the Monterey Bay Aquarium.
It's, oh, that's cute. That's
yeah,
a neat
that is
tie-in.
Yeah.
I know, right? That's why we kind of went that
Monterey
way.
Monterey Bay Aquarium, the narwhal. Mm-hmm. The narwhal's been quite the theme on the show. The
last, I know. You know. Crazy.
Phony-ass things.
They're real. Magical. It's GNC's lowest prices of the season sale now through June 7th on diet and test support, fish oil, and more. Change begins at GNC. Select products only. Season is March 30th to May 31st. That seems...
oh,
interesting.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club. Start your summer fun today with a free 3-day pass. Visit bayclubs.com/summerfun to get started. Bay Clubs
happy.
Are good.
Yeah, they are.
Hey, we're going to begin with our friend Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area, who is on the phone now. Scott, you there?
Yeah, hey, guys.
Good
Hi,
morning.
Scott.
So, hi. I guess we have another Apple event coming up.
Yes, just today. It starts off in about 2.5 hours. They'll keynote this thing.
Okay, so I still, even though I'm pretty much over the phone changing thing, I'm just sticking with the iPhone, and I really don't feel like...
because you have tried everything.
I have tried everything, and I really don't feel like there's much more they can do that's, that, you know, I just, let me text... let me make a couple calls. Can you get me to the place I need to go? Mm-hmm, my phone works great. But I still read all the rumors about the iPhone 8 X or the... there's still possibly an iPhone 7 S coming out. There's a Mac Pro, an iPad Pro. What do you know?
You know, Apple keeps these things so secret. And the only thing experience tells me, we probably won't get a phone today. This is the Worldwide Developer Conference. This is all about... tweaks to the software, all the new apps you're going to see. We may see some hardware, but I think the big focus is going to be looking at all the operating systems, like you say, all the changes, all the new apps. And even though we have to wait until the holiday season to see a new phone, we'll probably get an update to the mobile system, so we'll see some of the new apps that developers will get their hands on. And you're right, the phones themselves, especially physically, they're all kind of the same, whether you like Apple or Android. So how do they differentiate that? We'll see a little bit about that today. I think we'll see a lot of the whole artificial intelligence and how you can get your phone to do even more for you and become more of a computer in your pocket. But yeah, that's a big challenge, not only for Apple, which has become kind of a phone company, but for other companies that make Android phones. How do we make them better? So we'll see a little bit of that today and sort of get a sneak peek into what's coming next.
So you drive up, you live in the South Bay, right? You drive up and you attend the event or what?
Yeah, although this one, for the first time in years and years, is actually in San Jose. So it's kind of easy for me. Usually, yeah, I'm up in San Francisco, and that's where they do these things. But yeah, this is downtown San Jose for the first time in since Apple was a much, much smaller company. So we'll see how that goes.
And so you and the other news people gather pre-show and chat each other up, and then you wait to hear the latest and run off to tell the news. Is that how this is going to go for you today?
It's like the nerdiest pre-party you could ever imagine. Yeah, we all
it's like an episode of Silicon Valley.
Right.
And there are all kinds of like tech bloggers and stuff who walk around that place with their camera crews, and it must be very exciting.
Well, yeah, I mean, if that excites you, I think what...
it does.
It's like a big rumor factory. So the big rumor now, we're going to see this digital assistant, something you can put in your home that'll, you know when you're talking to it, sort of, you know, like what Amazon and Google have done.
Listen
so
all
this
the
is
time.
This is Siri for exactly. Your kitchen table or your kitchen counter.
Right. Another way to have something in your house listening to you, which people are really into. And they're selling big for Amazon and Google, so the guess is that Apple will probably get into that since it already has, you know, Siri going for it.
All right. Well, if there's any giant, you know, bound, leaps taken forward, then you need to call us again tomorrow.
Yeah, hit us up tomorrow, okay?
Scott
Budman,
NBC Bay Area. Always a pleasure to talk
to
you, Scott. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Take it easy.
Bye.
Love that Scott Budman.
You gotta love him. Too, what's not to love?
So before I get into the news, because there is some bad news, and I'm trying to put that off as long as possible. Mm. Did anybody here go to Clusterfest here in San Francisco over the weekend?
I did not go to Clusterfest, but I did go to a comedy show around the Civic Center. It was a little place that seats about 50 people.
Wait
it
a
wasn't
minute.
Part of
on couches. It was couches and like ottomans and random chairs lined up.
Tell us more.
It's like it was someone's basement.
Get that. Hold on. You, of all people, came into the city
club.
And went to a dark club and watched a comedy show.
Yeah. My friend, Rudy, his name is Rudy Ortiz. He's an up-and-coming comedian. I love him so much. And so
Ding, ding, shame.
So I've been wanting to see him. He tells me, all right, I'm doing this show. And I'm like, it's in the Tenderloin? Oh, man.
I don't want to go to the Tenderloin.
I know. So I get together a group of people. We Uber into the city. And we go to this gin bar that's a couple blocks away from this place called The Setup.
And you didn't even have your person escorting you to all these places?
John was with me.
Oh, okay.
That person?
Yes, that person.
Yeah.
Oh,
he was
so
with.
You Ubered with, I would have thought
John
he'd have
and
driven.
A couple. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't want him to drive.
All right.
No, I wanted him to have fun, some drinks, take Uber in.
Yep.
And so we go to the gin bar, have a little bite, great drinks. And then we walk a couple blocks through stuff in the, that you imagine in the Tenderloin as I'm holding tightly to my purse and my man. Mm-hmm. And then we go into this place, and it's basically some kind of bar, beer bar. And we go downstairs, and it's like someone's basement. And we saw six comedians.
Oh, my goodness.
They
That's
were
quite a
funny.
Night.
Yes,
and that was part or
funny.
Not part of Clusterfest.
It really was not part of Clusterfest. It was just two blocks away from, you know, a lot
where
of where
the
action is. Yeah. So that.
Were you so lit from being at the gin bar before?
No, because I only had one drink at the gin bar. I figured I'd have, you know, one drink there and then the drinks would be cheaper at the at the other place.
Right.
You know, I don't want to pay $15 a drink.
Right. It is a lot.
So I'm just, let me have one, get a little happy hour $7 snack, and I'll be good and go to the bar and have some wine there.
Don't worry, drink. She's coming. She just doesn't want to pay premium for it.
So there was so much going on in the Bay Area over the weekend, including Clusterfest. I know AIDS Ride took off. Mm-hmm.
Right. We're going to be talking to my friend Alex maybe midway through the week. We'll talk to him, see where
he's at.
Okay,
good. Yeah, those guys they ride far.
I have two friends that are doing it. We'll see which one I can talk to.
So today the second leg, and it's like 80 miles a day?
Yes, exactly right.
Where does it end
up? Like 82.
Like down in L.A. somewhere or San Diego?
I think they stopped yesterday in Santa Cruz.
Right.
But
did
then
you
the next,
see them at all?
I didn't. Mm. I don't even go near the beach in the summer. Mm. It's windy, the surf stinks, and the crowds are crazy.
That's when I go to the beach in Santa Cruz.
Right, I know. Yeah, have fun. It's all yours. Mm-hmm. Anyway, AIDS Ride happened. Dead and Company played, and also the Warriors played last night and got another win.
See, there is good news out there, Vinny.
So we're up 2-0 in that series, and now we shift to Cleveland for Wednesday night. So that'll be game 3. There was a shooting in Orlando, Florida. This was breaking news an hour ago or so.
Yeah.
It now looks like we have multiple fatalities. Law enforcement there says they'll do a press conference as soon as they have a full and accurate reporting of what went down. They say there is no longer an active shooter, though, so the situation is contained. But we don't know yet if this is just a disgruntled employee or some kind of terror attack.
Well, it is an open carry state.
Oh, Florida is? Mm. Oh, I didn't know that. Anyway.
No word on fatalities
the number
or numbers?
No,
or,
I don't.
I'm looking at CNN. It says 5 people reported dead in Orlando workplace shooting.
Oh, God.
So there it is.
Your gun lobby at work.
The rain. we could see rain at the end of the week, and they say it's possible we'll get double the amount of the rain in 2 days than we typically get in the month of June. As Sarah pointed out, typically we get none. So right. That doesn't mean we're going to get another doozy.
Right. Hopefully not.
But
I don't. I'm
still
done.
More rain.
Yeah, that's enough. I feel like we're good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, we are good. That's for sure.
I mean, I don't mean stay away forever or anything. We certainly want to see you next winter.
Drugs.
Oh, they're the best. I mean, don't do them.
Bad, Sarah, bad.
What are you doing? This is one of those stories. I'll be interested to hear how you respond. There's a 45-year-old dude in Brooklyn, New York named Sergei Natovsky. Oh. Natovsky. His 23-year-old son, Mikkel, is a heroin addict.
Oh, that's awful.
And he recently got out of rehab, and he seemed to be clean, but last Wednesday, Sergei figured out his son was relapsing when he found his stash. So Sergei figured, I do know this about parents of addicts. They are desperate. They've tried everything. And this guy decided, I am going to do all this kid's drugs and OD and teach him, show him.
It's not going to teach him.
So Sergei did that. He intentionally overdosed on his son's stash of heroin.
Had he ever done heroin before?
Nope.
Oh, my God.
When the boy got home, he saw his dad passed out, almost dead. And he realized what he'd done. He performed CPR and used a nasal spray to revive his dad, which is something
he had
his
that
dad...
handy.
Apparently, this is something that helps OD situations. Whatever's in the nasal spray, it's something his dad had done to revive his son at least four times in the past. Sergei got medical attention, and he says he felt okay the next day. But most importantly, he says the message got through, and his son is now back in rehab. Whether or not that will...
Well, to have... You know, interestingly, that might... I mean, I pray that that works, because can you imagine walking in and seeing your child on death's doorstep?
Repeatedly, because it's...
Right. Like, it's old hat now. We've seen it so many times. And, like, maybe it was a great wake-up call for him to walk into the same situation. Like, this is what you're putting people through, son.
Maybe. Or not. And he just risked his own life.
And he might get addicted.
I don't know.
It's the first thing I thought of. You try the drugs, and then the next thing you know, you're the loser.
And now dad and boy will be doing it together. Well, I didn't see that coming.
Well, it hasn't happened yet, Vinny.
Let's hope not.
Oh, just awful top to bottom.
Yeah. Here's another one of those. A Russian woman named Alexandra Ignatina.
What's her first name again?
Alexandra got pulled over in Port St. Lucie, Florida last month. A cop clocked her doing 101 miles per hour in a 70 mile per hour zone.
I was trying to get out of Florida.
You ever done 101?
No, God, no.
Never in your life.
I don't even know if I've ever done 90. What's the question?
Yeah.
Yeah, I take my driving privileges very seriously.
Okay.
I don't speed like you people. Always in a hurry to get
not
somewhere.
Anymore.
When he asked for her license, she was pulled over. Mm-hmm. When he asked for a license, she went into her purse and pulled out an unwrapped, half-eaten burrito.
Gross. In her purse? Unwrapped?
She claimed she only had one glass of champagne about 8 hours earlier, but the cop found an empty mini bottle of wine in her purse, another one in the center console, and a third bottle was about half full. She took a breathalyzer and, as you might expect, blew twice the legal limit. Mm. Got a DUI.
All I can think of is how bad it would be if an open burrito was in your purse. Like that, just throw it out.
Weren't you young once? Didn't you ever do...
Put an open burrito on my purse? No.
The things I used to put in this leather jacket that I wore everywhere when I was in high school. I mean, it wasn't just beer. It was everything.
Yeah, it was your man purse.
I carried everything in there.
Still, though, I mean, if you're going to put a burrito in your purse, at least wrap it back up.
Yeah. Napkin, something.
All I can think is it's all over everything.
It's so cool,
and
though.
Your purse will never smell like a purse again.
You know that feeling, though, when you realize you're hungry and you saved something and you're like, oh, man, I have this burrito right here.
Man, I'm going to have a burrito for lunch.
I know. I was thinking the same thing.
Such a good feeling. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Ariana wears ponytail extensions. She's spoken previously about wearing protective hairstyles to spare her real hair from being damaged.
Good for her.
All right.
So that's answer to the...
Every time I look at her, I always think, God, she just looks like a little child.
Great to start taking care of your hair now, though.
Sure, I guess.
Well, it looks like she takes care of all of it because she doesn't have one wrinkle.
She's
one life.
Dewy and fresh.
Life doesn't seem to have touched her yet.
23.
Is she 23? Boy, she looks like she's 16 years old.
Glad I have sunglasses on in my car because I'm bawling my eyes out listening to this Manchester Benefit concert coverage. Mm. Yeah, it was a good cause, and they raised a lot of money. And
sounds like it was a great show.
Has any idea how that money's going to be distributed?
Nope.
For funerals, for...
Maybe each family can apply for what they need.
I can never do edibles. I always end up having an asthma attack, throwing up, getting naked, and passing out.
Oh, my God.
That says 510. You didn't...
No, none of that happened to me.
Kept your clothes on?
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad.
I just wasn't... I was very...
You didn't barf?
No. Just very...
I don't understand what you mean when you say you got sick.
I just was just like just hardcore out of it and kind of wasted and just stupid and like scared and... just didn't know what to expect, and it just wouldn't stop. It was just going on and on. It just decimated my weekend.
You didn't have any fun?
No.
All right.
I was super, I'm like responsible for those kids. It was like a family party that we went to. I was horrified. I was the designated driver that day. I'm like, John, have some fun. I'll be hanging at the pool with the kids, and and then 20 minutes later, I'm like, you have to stop drinking, and we gotta go. Like, I can't.
Oh, you went home?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to, like, experiment with drugs in front of a bunch of people I don't know? And I left. I was horrified, Vinny. Like, we got in the car and turned around and went home.
You didn't think
I could sit at home. I didn't think
jump
that.
Jump in the pool. Enjoy the party.
Listen, there's a reason that I don't deal with pot at all. It's never good for me.
All right. I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, thank you for your sympathy.
It sounds like you're not alone. That doesn't always go well. But
some people love it. And some people take a little bite before bed and get a good night's sleep. And it totally works for some people. I'm not discounting anybody's pain relief or nausea relief or
I'm sure if I'd have taken my friend up on that dead invite, I would have taken that step. I'm sure of it. That's why I didn't go. Don't worry. I knew that. I know that about myself. I'm like, I better not. But I'm sure if I had, I would have talked myself into it.
Right.
Sounds fun. I mean, not your experience, but based on what I hear other people. Or the guy who stabbed himself. That doesn't sound good either.
That also doesn't sound fun, right? That's fishy, though, that story. I feel like there's more to that story.
Right. Like full-on PCP or
something. Lionel Richie's bass player stabbed himself all over his body on edibles.
Right.
All right, coming up in the Celebrity Trash, I got your top albums in the country. I am going to get to that Game of Thrones thing. I got a Top Gun story.
Yay.
America's most treasured actor and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.